Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah, the last two lines on Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. The Mishnah said there's a din of tchumen that people are kind of shvisa wherever they are in the beginning of Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you're not permitted to go chutz for tchum. And the property that belongs to you, habeimah v'hakelim, is also kirag le'abaylim. It's kind of shvisa, has the same tchum as the owner. So even let's say I live over here and you live over here. If we all live in the same city, everybody has the same tchum Shabbos. The whole city is kedalat ames, and then you have alpaimam outside of the city. Let's say you both live in the mountains, all alone, no city. I live over here and you live over here. So I have one tchum yontif over here and you have another tchum yontif. Let's say they overlap a little bit. So I can meet you, I can go tchum, you can go tchum to the overlap. I'll give you a kli, I'll give you a machzor or something. And you'll want to take this machzor and go further to the distance of your tchum. So the Mishnah says that you're not permitted to. Unless I made up in advance that I'm going to lend you this machzor or this behemoth. On Erev Yontif, I already made up in advance that I'm going to give you over this behemoth or this sefer on Yontif. So then it did was like Rav Geisa, who says on the top line on Lamed Zayin on the Beis, second line, Halakeh Tehman Mechadeh Erev Yontif, is agreed upon an Erev Yontif, so then it has the tchum of the new owner. It doesn't have the tchum of the old owner, it has the tchum of the new owner. So now the Mishnah concludes. The Mishnah concludes with the following din. Ha'isha sheshola mechaveto tavlin umayim umelach li'isasa. A balbasa wants to make cake, and she doesn't have all the ingredients. She only has the flour, and the flavoring, and the salt, and the pepper, and the water. Everything else she needs, all she has is flour, and all the other ingredients she gets from the next door neighbor. And the next door neighbor has a different tchum. We have an overlap of the tchum. Let's say we all go to shul. And then in shul, they schmooze with each other to make up what she wants to bake this cake. So she brings her over her thing. So then when she makes this the cake, so it says, Harelu kiragle shteim, the final product, the cake, you can only carry terchatum of the area where there's overlap, because there's shutfim over here. Half of the cake is the flour that belongs to this woman, and half of the cake is the melach and the tavlin and the... And what else? And the mayim and the water that belongs to the other woman.
Regardless of the quantity.
Right. Even though the flour is much more than 50%.
Just a little salt.
Just a little salt. So nonetheless, the Mishnah says that it's kiraglish then. And that's going to be the whole sugya is going to talk about that topic. That's this like a medrash plia. This lamed ches on the day, this daf that we're going to start learning tonight. The Rishonim and Achronim say they don't know what kind of a lashon is this. Such a strange puzzle, like a riddle. The Gemara is written in riddle language. So that's how the Tanakhama says like that. That's how he passed. Rabbi Yehuda just disagrees. One little knetch. Rabbi Yehuda put the memayim if they shame by mamish. Rabbi Yehuda says once you bake the cake, so the water all evaporates. So you can't say if all I took from the neighbor was the water, then when I bake it. All the water evaporated and there's no water, so then you can't say it's kiraglish dam. If I took salt and vanilla flavoring and cinnamon, if I took other things in addition to water, so then you can only carry the cake on yontif in the area that has an overlap of both tchum. But if there's only an issue of water, so you forget about the water because ain't by mamsh. Okay, so that's a machlokes by the water. But this, they both agree, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that the melach and the tavlin, the flavoring does pose a problem, and you can only carry the cake in the area that's meshutif l'shneim, the area that has overlap. So the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph starts telling a story.
Left up a few.
Huh?
I think it's left up a shoshin pattern.
The rest of the Gemara is Pashit. The Gemara just says the Chidushim in the Mishnah. Well, just says the dinim in the Mishnah are correct. One might have thought to dingza. So Gemara says Kamash Malan not to dingza. Gemara doesn't add anything on that. Gemara just says pshita this, pshita that. Gemara just says that the Mishnah is telling us slight chiddush. That Gemara doesn't have anything. So this last, the last six lines on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells in Eretz Yisrael they had a different derech alimut from in Bavel. The Gemara says that one of the Amorim, once in a long while, an Amora from Babel would move to Eretz Yisrael. and they would be shocked. The whole Derech HaLimud was totally different. You look in the Talmud Bavli, you look in the Talmud Yerushalmi, it's a very different style of learning. Very, very different. So one of the Amoraim fasted 100 Taneisim before he went to Eretz Yisrael. 100 Taneisim is 3 years. He fasted 3 years, at least, before he went to Eretz Yisrael, that he should forget the Derech HaLimud from Bavel, that he should be able to orient himself to the Derech HaLimud of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara tells the story. Kisalik Rababe, when Rababe went on Aliyah, he was going to Eretz Yisrael. Omar, Hatigazok, Yehei Rabba, Yehi Rotzen, Belefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Deim HaMilsa de Tiskabel, that I should say Shtikel Torah, that they should like, because they used to make fun of anything that the Rabbanim from Bavel said. They both made fun of each other. So he's moving. So Kozman, he lives in Bavel, he can afford to make fun of them, but he's moving to Eretz Yisrael, plans Lishtakeya, going to stay there. So he says, Yehi Rotzen, I should say Shtikel Torah, they should like. Good. Kisalik, he went to Aliyah, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he lands. Ashkeche, so he meets all these Eretz Yisrael Dika Rabbanim. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Hanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Zeira, he meets these three Rabbanim. Another version of the story has it that he meant three different Rabbanim. All Eretz Yisrael Dika, Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha, whatever. He either met these three Rabbanim or those three Rabbanim. The story is related in the Talmud Babli. So they didn't have any telephones, any telegraphs, so as they told over the story from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, got a little changed in the transmission. So whatever it is, the Amoira from Bavel went to Eretz Yisrael, he had said a tefillah to the Baruch Shalom Yehi Rava, he wrote to them that he should be able to talk and learning with them, and the first occasion that he comes to talk and learning, so he says the Shtikel Torah, and they laugh him out of existence. They laugh at him. So he comes and they're sitting and learning this Mishnah. So the Mishnah says the Balabasta makes a cake, and she uses Mayim HaMelech, the tavlin from the neighbor, and each one has a different chum, and they have an overlap, so it says it has the status of a Dovah Shel Shutvim, and you're not allowed to take it, Chutz L'Tchum Shel Shneihem, you can only move it around in the overlap. So they were bothered with their kasha, whoever the three Rabbanim were, either the first three or the next three, were bothered, the Yasvi, the Kami, they were sitting and they were asking on the Mishnah, Amai, why does the Mishnah say that was your question? Why does the Mishnah say that it's Kirag Leshtehem, they can only carry the cake according to the Tchum of both of them where the overlap is? Why don't you say Vili Bottle Maim Melach Legabi Yisrael? Why don't you say it's Bottle Beroy? Bottle Beroy means whatever is less than 50% is Bottle Beroy. And then it's Chad Betray Bottle. Chad Betray Bottle doesn't mean there is such an opinion. There's a Maharsho in Psochim where the Maharsho says that Chad Betray means you need Kefil, you need twice as much. You can only say Bittel Bereiv if the flour content is 66 and two-thirds and everything else is 33 and a third or less. But let's say the flour content is only 55% and then all the other ingredients that the other neighbor donated to this cake is 45%. The flour is 55% and all the other ingredients are 45%. So according to the Mashal, it would not be Bittel Bereiv. You have to have Dafki Kefil. Basically, we don't pass like the Marshal.
We do 50.
Yeah, whatever is less than 50%. If the flour content is 51% and everything, all the other ingredients are 49%, so that's called Bittelbera, that's called Chabitre. Chabitre means if the het is slightly more than the Issus, so the din is that it's both. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, that's what they all ask. Today, sometimes you have a cake where the flour content is less than 50%. They have so much sugar and so much goo and so much other stuff that the flour is a butleroy. Shailas, you say butleroy. Sometimes the flour is just ledevik b'yalma, like latkes. Let's say you make potato latkes, the Hanukkah, and you put in a little flour just to hold it together that it shouldn't fall apart. So if it's only ledevik b'yalma, then it's considered a real tofu.
Fruit pie. Yeah, a fruit pie.
A fruit pie, usually the same as Zionist. Usually you do same as Zionist.
Yeah, but
there's cake on top and on bottom, but sometimes the cake is just to hold it, to hold the fruit together. Then let's say sometimes it's a cheesecake. Sometimes cheesecake, there's cooler cheese, a lot of fattening stuff, just a slight layer of cake on the bottom, that when you hold your cheesecake, you shouldn't stick to your fingers. So that's mamash a tofu.
But the mayim here, the mayim gets evaporated anyway.
Okay. So let's worry about the melach with the tablet.
Yeah.
The cinnamon with the vanilla with all the flavoring. Oh, so Tosfos frekt Akasha, what kind of Akasha is this? There's a din of Tam Ki Iker. A din of Tam Ki Iker. Let's say you have tray for cookies, or you have tray for candies. So what's so tray for about the cookies and the candies? It's not outright chazer. There's a small percentage of flavoring that may come from a non-kosher source. The what is, but you have much more than 50% of the whole mixture is kosher. So the answer is, even if it's less than 50%, that's trafe, but it's nice and tam, it's avida l'taima, so then if it's nice and tam, so it's not bottled. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Why does the balabasta put in the flavoring? In order that she give flavor. She doesn't just put in the flavoring to fill up the pot. She puts in a pinch of this and a pinch of that and a little bit of this. She puts in the melech and the tablet that she doesn't tam. So what's the whole kasha in the first place? Don't we know that there's a din of tam ki ikir? Whenever the Easter is nice and tam, so it's not bottled. So here it's nice and tam. So Tosfos explains that tam ki ikir does not apply over here. Here, that's the second line in the Tosfos. For od, the bottom Tosfos. For od, we'll get to the first line in Tosfos. They have two major comments. The ladomi lishari sirim hadavet ol b'tam. When they say tam ki ikir, when you're talking about macholos asuris, when something is trafe that you're not allowed to eat. So if I eat the cookie or I eat the candy, and when you're eating it, you taste the flavor, so then the halacha is formulated, then the Torah says, machlok is whether it's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabban, we pass from the other day, it's a din d'oraisa. The tam ki ikir is a din d'oraisa. So the halacha says, tam ki ikir. If it's nice and tam, even though it's less than 50%, it's considered that it's not bottled and it's still lost. That's if you're talking about macholos asuris. Even not talking an issue of non-kosher ingredients. All the ingredients were kosher. Just a shiloh taking it, michut l'tchum. It's not a din, you're not allowed to eat the cake chutz l'tchum. You're not allowed to take it chutz l'tchum. Let's say the cake has already been taken chutz l'tchum. Someone brought a cake, they walked all the way from Queens, whatever, they all from Queens all the way to Manhattan. Whatever, maybe it's Tocha Tchum. I don't know the map. But let's say it's clearly, someone went to chutz l'tchum and they brought a cake. So there's an issue to eat the cake. There's a din, oh, that's been done. From Riverdale to Washington. Uh-huh. Okay, I don't know. That's what other people said also. I'm not sure.
It's the same thing as whoever's doing those comments before paper. By the way, the bottle before paper, even though it's not time and everything. Before
paper,
before
no.
Before paper,
no. No, but when it comes Pesach, then it becomes
a
before Pesach, what's the issue? There's no issue. What's the Erev Pesach? You're not permitted to eat chametz. Erev Pesach, you eat chametz, there's no kares.
No,
that's why there's no chumrah of mashahu. On Erev Pesach, there's no chumrah of mashahu, because there's no kares on Erev Pesach. But still, let's say if chametz gets mixed in with non-chametz.
And then Pesach, you don't say that the chametz, you say the chametz inside that mashahu is bottled.
No, you don't say that. Only if it was bottled b'shishim. If you had shishim against it before Pesach, right. Then the chumrah of mashahu, chametz ben mashahu doesn't apply.
You can't identify it also, it's got to be umrah. You can't identify it.
Right, but if it's no some tam, then it's also, even on Erev Pesach. No, then it's not bottled. If the chametz is no some tam into the other thing, let's say you have alcohol, vinegar, something, some chametz that's no some tam, then it's not bottled. Before Erev Pesach, everything is kosher, there's no shayla. On Erev Pesach, becomes asa, yeah. When it comes Erev Pesach, it becomes asa. You don't need mashahu for that. So Tosfos points out that here we're not discussing the issue of eating non-kosher food, that you should apply the principle of tam ki ikir. We're discussing, are you permitted to take it chutz l'tchum? Taking it chutz l'tchum, no one's tasting it. It's not an issue of eating or tasting. So the whole concept of tam ki ikir has no application whatsoever. That's a cloud that the Balei HaTosfos have in a few places. Usually they quote it's Arash and Tvil Yom. Arash and Tvil Yom points this out. The Tam Ki Iker doesn't apply outside of the area of Macholos Asuris. Let's say you have like this. Let's say I have Basa B'Cholov, which is non-kosher. It's also B'Achil and it's also B'Hanoah. Orlo is also B'Achil. And also Ba'anoa. Kloy HaKerem is also Ba'achila and also Ba'anoa. From the Macholos Asuris and the food that you're not allowed to eat, some of them are also Ba'anoa and some of them are not also Ba'anoa. Let's say Nevela, Trefa is also Ba'achila, Muta Ba'anoa. But Basa B'Cholov, Orla, Kloy HaKerem is also Ba'achila, Basa Ba'anoa. So let's say you have some klayakerem, some orlo, some basa b'cholov, and it became mixed in, and you have a roiv heter and a miyot iser, but it's nice and tam. You can still taste the flavor of it. So there is a day in the ritva, in the end of Avodah Zarah, that you'll say tam ki iker, it'll be asa b'achila, but it'll be muta b'ano. Because when it comes to getting hano, you're not eating it. The halacha of hano, the halacha of tam ki iker only applies when you're holding by eating it. When you eat it, then you say tam ki iker. But when you're
really
discussing
no
getting hano,
you're not eating it, there's no tam.
You're not eating it, so there's no issue of tam. So some Rishonim even hold, the Ragachava likes that sheet. He quotes that in a few places. Then the Ritva in the end of Avodah Zarah. The Ran quotes it also. The Ran on the Rif in the end of Avodah Zarah quotes it. That even Macholas Asuris, which are Rasa Bahanoah, which become bottled, but they're nice and tam, so the tam ki ikir only asks that it's Asa Bahila, but it's going to be Mutta Bahanoah. You can't say Asa Bahanoah if it's bottled Beroy, and you can't say tam ki ikir in the Ger Tahanoah. You can only say tam ki ikir in the Ger Tahila. That's not the generally accepted opinion. It's not the generally accepted opinion. Why? Because since with respect to Achila, you do say Tam Ki Iker. So once the thing is also b'achila, it's basa b'chala, b'klai akem orla. Whenever you have orla, that's also b'achila, so it's also b'hanoa also. Orla you never have, that it's also b'achila muta b'hanoa. So once it's also b'achila, because you do say Tam Ki Iker, then you say also b'hanoa. That's the way we usually assume. But let's say you have something, you're not judging an Isra Achila. No, Macholot also is like here. Ashayla from Tchumen, Chutz L'Tchum. So Chutz L'Tchum is not an issue of eating. So the whole principle of Tam Ki Iker does not apply. That's how Tosfos explains the Kasha, that the Amoraim is sitting in Pilpul, and is going to be a whole Pilpul in the Gemara, a whole Lama Gemara. Why don't you say that the flavoring should be Batul Baroi? What kind of question of flavoring should be Batul Baroi? If they put in the flavor, obviously it's nice and tam. So it's nice and tam, so you should say Tam Ki Iker. So Tam Ki Iker, that's the reason why it's not bottle of rye. So that's what Taisa says. No, Tam Ki Iker doesn't apply because you're not dealing with an Isar Achila. Yeah, the question is, that's very nice till you get to the last line. Then Rava Omar, on the last line, Allah Metches on the base, we still don't have a pshat in the Mishnah. They pilpul back and forth, everybody's insulting everybody else. Chachmi Bavel and Chachmi Eretz Yisrael, everybody's dancing over here. And we still don't have pshat in the Mishnah. Why is the flavoring not bottled? So Rav Amar Tavlan on the Taiva Avidi the Taima by bottle. So Rav finally says on the last line on Daf Lamed Ches on the days that the cinnamon or the vanilla or the salt that you put in is nice and tam, and whenever you have nice and tam, so it's not bottled. So the Gemara finally wakes up and says that it's nice and tam. So what does Taisa say? That you can't apply Tam Ki Iker because they're not dealing with Macholos Asuris. That we paskin like Tyson's, that is the club. So how do you read the last line in the Gemara? The last line in the Gemara doesn't read straight. So we'll have to wait a minute. In your day, you'd explain what the last line means. It doesn't say what you think it said. It doesn't say. What Tyson said on the first line is, what Tyson said in the beginning is correct, that Tam Ki Iker does not apply. We're going to have to figure out, so your day explains what that means. Okay.
Literally in Zakash Amai, they carefully left out Tavlin. They only said Mayim and Melach.
No, the Melach is also nice and tam. Melach is very nice and tam. Everything. Tavlin is the same as the Melach. I don't think so. So that's one comment that Tosfos makes. What was the whole question that they made such a pilpul? What happened to the principle of Tam Ki Iker? So they say Tam Ki Iker does not solve the question because we're not dealing with Macholos Asuris. And the last line we'll have to work on. Now Tosfos, on the first line of Tosfos, they say the Tema, what is the Gemara talking about? Tosfos says, we had in the very beginning, this was a long time ago, when we started the Masechta. So in the very beginning on Daf Gimel on the day, the Gemara said that Beit Hashanal, the Beyonteh, is a Loitei Ochel, you're not allowed to eat it. And what if that Beit Hashanal, the Beyonteh, gets mixed in with other Beit Sin? So even if you have Afilu Be'elef, even if the one Beit Hashanal, the Beyonteh, got mixed in with 1,000, the din is that it's a Dovash Yesh L'Matirin. And a Dovash Yesh L'Matirin is like bottle. And that's Mishnayis in the Dorim. The Seirish like that. And that's a din in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideyeh. And the din in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Dovash Yesh Matirin is not bottled. The beta that's muktzeh, anything that's muktzeh, wait till after Yom Tov, you won't have to employ the principle of Bittul Beroiv, so you're not allowed to use Bittul Beroiv on Yom Tov. Dovash Yesh Matirin is like bottled. So that's the first line that says there's the kasha. What kind of a question is this in the Gemara? Why aren't you allowed to take the cake? Chutz l'tchum of the balabasta who gave the melach and the tavlin. Why not say bitl b'roiv? So Tais says, how can you say bitl b'roiv? It's tachad dov sheish l'matirin. And dov sheish matirin is not bitl. The answer is simple. Afil b'alach is lo bitl. So that's what Tais asks on the first line in Tais. V'teima. And the Gemara pilters until b'kol ha'ol lamed ches on the base, and they don't wake up to give the answer. V'teima. Tachad dov sheish matirin. Afil b'alach lo bitl. And for Taisvitz, and this is what it says in Yerideya, the Ferish and Mishnah Nedarim, that din, that Dov Sheish Matir and Loi Batil, is only when it's Min B'minoin. What's the case? Beitz or Shenolda get mixed up with other Beitz, an egg gets mixed up with many eggs. Or let's say the Shulchan Aruch has a case. Mashkin Shezavu B'yontiv. Let's say somebody has a wine press, and the wine is oozing out all week long, and the wine continues to ooze out on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Mashkin Shizavu, the Shabbos of the Yontif, is also Bachila, Midirabanon, also to drink it. Exer Shema Yischot. You may enjoy it so much, you may forget that Shabbos and Yontif, you're not allowed to squeeze, you may go and squeeze it out yourself. So even if it oozed out by itself, you're not allowed to drink it. So what happens to have a big vat full of orange juice or full of wine that was oozed out or was squeezed out all week long? And the vat is arranged in such a way that it keeps on oozing out on Shabbos also. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses our topic of Dov Sheish L'Matirin. The Mashkin Shezavu on Yontav is also, if you wait till after Yontav, it'll be Mutter. So it's an issue of Dov Sheish L'Matirin Taruv, is it Batla or not? So that's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. In that case, we have to pass them that it is Batla. Because Batla Olam Taruv, special reason over there. So Taisa says, when do you discuss the topic of Dov Sheish L'Matirin? Only if it's Min B'Minoy. A Beitza that got in. That's a yavish b'yavish, a beitza that mixed in with other beitzim is a taruvus, a min b'mina yavish b'yavish. Or the mashke, the orange juice got mixed in, orange juice that got oozed out on Shabbos gets mixed in with other orange juice that was oozing out all week long or something like that. That's min b'mina. But when you're dealing with a case of min b'shein aminoi, the klal of davish yesh matirin loy batel does not apply. It's a mishnah. It's a mishnah nedarim. When the mishnah gives you the din of davish yesh matirin loy batel, it says beferish only if it's min b'mina. It's min b'shein aminoi, isn't it? Sure. The Tesis explains what was the kasha. What was the kasha of the Amoraim, the Yasvi, the Ka'amri, the three Amoraim, the three Rabbanim were sitting and they were bothered with the kasha Amai. Why is it Kiraglishteyim? Why can you only carry the cake within the area that has overlap, that is both Hertchum and Hertchum? Li Batal Maim and Melech Gabi Yisra say that it's Batal Verev. The Tesis says, how can you say Bitl Verev? Stuff to Avishesh Matirin. So they say, no, it's Mimishen Amino. How can you say Bitl B'Rayv, isn't it Tam Kikas? So they say, no, it's not Machot Asuris. So you don't say Tam Kikas. So here again, that's what Taisa says in the beginning. That's the way it says in Yeriday, exactly what Taisa says. And Taisa says, V'hachim Meforish Behed Yubi Rishalmi. It says, V'Ferish and Yerushalmi. It's enough in a Mishnah too, in a Dharm. It's a Yerushalmi on this Mishnah. That's what Taisa says. Yerushalmi says it here, Afanarit on this Mishnah. But the Mishnah in the Dharm says like that, that Dovish Yesh Matirin is Leibat, there's only Mimim Minoi. By Mimish any minute doesn't apply. But then you get to the end, we're going to learn the whole Lamed Chesam and Beis, and the Gemara still has no pshat in the Mishnah. They're insulting each other back and forth, they still don't know pshat in the Mishnah. So you get to the last line, so you have Rava Omar, Rava says the pshat in the Mishnah is because Tavlin the time Avidi, the time Aloy Babi. Since it's nice and Tam, so Tam Kiyika. So we don't understand, what do you mean Tam Kiyika? But Tais just explained that that's not an answer, so we have to figure it out. Then take a look. The top line on Lamed Tesem and Aleph. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. So Dovish Yesh Matirin, Dovish Yesh Matirin Loi Batel. What do you mean? Taisa just said what the rules are. What's going on here? The two answers that the Gemara said, Taisa says are wrong. And the Yeridei says what Taisa said is absolutely the rule.
Taisa's asking that.
So we're going to have to break our heads to try to understand what's the pshat on the last line on Lamed Tesem and Beis. What's the pshat on the top line of Lamed Tesem et al? Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah. So this was the first encounter. This Rav from Eretz Yisrael, the Rav from Bavel, comes on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and he says a tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shlom. He writes in his shul. They shouldn't laugh at his Talmud Bavli, and he walks in and they're working on this kasha. So Omalahu Rababa. So he's showing us off that tefillah. You should say a good shtickle terrorist, and he says the following. Amalahu Rababe, what kind of a kasha is that? Zokta Mamoina Loi Batu. That's the kitzur what he says. when is there a din? A bitl beroif, you have din a bitl, we are familiar. Where do we say bitl beroif? Trefus. Non-kosher food got mixed into kosher food. And more than 50% of the mixture is kosher. Truma also is non-kosher for the non-kohanim. For a non-kohen, the truma is non-kosher. Right, so that's by kosher and non-kosher. There are other gemaras in Mechores Daf Chav Gimel with many mishnayos. There's food that's tameh and food that's tohor. And they got mixed up with each other. We don't know which is which. And I touched one of them. And I don't know, did I touch the tameh, did I touch the tohor? So there's also a din of bitl beroiv over there. By Tumah V'Tahara, there's a din of bitl beroiv. There's a din of bitl beroiv. Where is there a din? The Gemara discusses the pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois. And the Kohen Gadol does the Avodas Yom Kippurim. So he does, he shechts the... Parachat. So he shechts Parachatos HaShalo, his Korban Chatos. Then he shechts the Soil Hashem. And then he does the Hazor separately in the Lefnayu Lefnim and then the Hechol. And before he does the Matonis and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so he mixes together Ma'arvin Lekronis. He mixes together the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer. And then he does the Zrikis and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So it says, V'lokach HaKoy Midam HaPar or Midam HaSoyer to fulfill the mitzvah of Zrikas HaDam. So the Gemara in Menachos Daf Chabeis, Rashi refers to, discusses that topic. How does he ever fulfill this requirement of doing Hazor with the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer? They're not going to be exactly 50-50. Usually the Dam HaPar is a much fatter animal. So the par is going to have more than 50% of the mixture of the Dam. Or if he held it just briefly under the par and held the cup for a long time under the neck of the soyer, so it's going to have more Dam HaSoyer. But whatever it's going to be, one of them is going to be Batul Beroif. So how is the ever fulfillment of the mitzvah of Alok HaChakoy Medam HaPar Medam HaSoyer to do the Zvika and the Mizbech HaPnimi? One of them is going to be Batul Beroif in the other. So all the Tanaim work on this kasha. But Yudah has the teretz and the Rabbanah have the teretz. But that's a legitimate kasha, because there should have been a principle of Batul Beroif. Batul Beroif applies to Tumah V'Tahara, Batul Beroif applies to Issa V'Hefer, and Bitl Beroiv applies to things that should have applied to things that the Azorah Tandem is there. Comes Rababi, he says, yeah, that's fine. Bitl Beroiv in Issa V'Hetter, that's all Issa V'Hetter. But in Dini Mamanis, Bitl Beroiv doesn't apply. Let's say, for example, I have in my palm 5 nickels that belong to me, and you have 1 nickel, and accidentally your nickel falls into my 5 nickels. Now we can't identify whose is whose. Nobody remembers which was this date and the other day, but the picture was known enough. We just know I have now 6 nickels, 5 of them are mine, 1 is yours, but we can't identify which is which. So would you say that I can keep all the 6 nickels?
Yeah, Batul Beroiv.
Would you say that it's Batul Beroiv, that I can keep all the 6 nickels? Of course not. So he says the din of Batul Beroiv only applies in the area of Issa V'Hetter. Issa V'Hetter, all 3 cases are Issa V'Hetter. Tumah V'Tahara is also like Issa V'Hetter. Trefus is Issa V'Hetter. And look, HaKafoyim, Midam HaPoyim, Midam HaSoyer, it's all Issa V'Hetter. Mitzvahs, in the area of Benad HaMakom. But a Mominus, that's what Rabab is trying to say. A Mominus, how can you say Bitl Beroi? Mm-hmm. So that's clear. That's absolutely correct. We know that because we have Mishnahs like that. The Mishnah speaks what you mentioned before. The Mishnah speaks of, let's say there's a bottle of wine that's Truma. The farmer has 100 barrels of wine. He grew grapes and he made wine out of it. And he has 100 barrels of wine. And he has to be Mafrish. He grew in Eretz Yisrael. So he has to be Mafrish Truma Samaisin. So he gives away 2% for Truma Gedoyla, 10% for Maaser Rishon and 9% for Maaser Sheni. He gives 2% for Truma Gedoyla, that's Takanos Chachamim, Mida Beinon, if you give 2%, he gives 2 barrels. Since Meikar Adin, he could have given a drop, Chitachas, Pateras Kolakri, could have given a Mashu, this requirement to give 2% is Ulach Adchilam and the Rabbana. But since Meikar Adin, if he would have given just a tiny revius of wine, a drop of wine, that would have been sufficient. So the Aloha says you have to give. For Maaser Rishon, you have to give 10% of what's left. So Tosfos has 2 days. Tosfos and Gittin has 2 days. Tosfos says you have to give 10% of what would have been left if you would have given a mashu. Because Meikar Adin, you could have given Truma mashu. If you want, you can give 50% for Truma Gedoyla. So you're going to give away 50 barrels from Truma Gedoyla. You'll only have 50 barrels left. So you say you only give 10% of what's left, so you only give 5 barrels of Maaser Rishon. So Tyson says, no, you always give 10 barrels for Maaser Rishon. Since the Truma Gedoyla could have given Chita Achas, even though you gave 2 barrels, what you're supposed to give the Rabbanan, you gave 2 barrels, you only have left 98 barrels. So one day in Tyson says, you only give 9.8 barrels. And the other day in Tyson says, no, you give 10 full barrels, because theoretically you could have given a mashu. That's 2 days in Tosfos and Gittin. And then the Maisa Sheni you give.
Aren't you violating by one has to go before the other.
An order. You have to give an order.
But
first you give the truma.
But by giving 10% of that, it's like you haven't given
the
truma yet, because you're not
you're
giving
10%
of the full amount.
So what? No, you're not going out of order. The pasuk that you mention in Mishpatim L'yos with the Machalos means you have to first be mafish truma gedola, then be mafish ma'aser rishon, and then be mafish ma'aser sheni in order. You're not allowed to be mishana the seder ha'afrosh. It's lo siyachid. But this is a different question. How much do you have to give? So sometimes that's a violation. Sometimes if the Levi convinces the farmer to give him the Ma'aser Rishon before he gives the Truma Gedolah, before his Ma'aser Truma Gedolah, that will be a violation. That will be an Issa. Rashi says that if he does it Bishibolim, Rashi writes in Shabbos, then there's no violation. The only time it's an Issa is after he already did Meruach. If he already became Tevel, and then there's a Chiv to be Mafrish, then there's an Isur to be Mashana the Seder HaHafroshim. But if you're Mafrish before it even became Tevel, the Hafroshim will be Chal, but Rashi writes in that case, there's no violation of the Isur of giving the Ma'aser Rishon before the Truma Gedolah. So the Ma'aser Sheni, you have to give 10% of what's left after giving Ma'aser Rishon. You don't give 10% of what you had in the beginning. Ma'aser Sheni, you only give 9 units. You give 10% of what's left after having taken out the Truma Gedolah. So let's say I have a barrel of wine that's Truma Gedolah, and some of this wine, so the wine of Truma Gedolah is also Lazar, only Kohanim are permitted to drink the wine. So let's say some of this wine gets mixed in with regular normal wine. So you have to calculate whether you have a shear to be Mavatl. So the Mishnahis have, even if you have a shear in the Yayin Shal Chulin, to be Mavatel, the Yayin Shal Truma, and now it's bottle berayv, and a non-kohen is permitted to eat everything, and a kohen tummy is also permitted to eat everything, because well, the truma Torah that was there became bottle. Nonetheless, the din is sorach lahorim, that the farmer has to be mafrish. Let's say the farmer is nishkin kohen, so the farmer has to set aside an amount of wine corresponding to the truma that fell in, because truma is a double issue. Truma is number one, it's also lazarim, it's anisa. Number two, it's mamon hashevin, it's gezel. So true, the din of bittul b'rayv applies to the issa, the heter issue, but it doesn't apply to the din of mamon. So that's what the Talmud Yerushalmi explains on the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says in truma several times, that when truma becomes bottled b'rayv, you need mayo. When truma becomes bottled b'mayo, so then it's muta for a zar to drink it. But nonetheless, tzarech laharim, the farmer has to take out a certain amount and give it to the kohen. Why? Because mammon is not bottle. So what Rababa says is 100% correct. But Rababa has a knetch. He goes one step further, and that the Gemara is not prepared to accept. That's what they bopped him over the head, and they lifted him, and they screamed back and forth, and the maskana that he's wrong. The tefillah of Nishgahol. He said something that was not correct, and we don't accept this halacha. He said that not only is mammon not bottle, I have the 6 nickels, I have to give you back a nickel, or make out a check for a nickel or something. 5 pennies I have to give you back. He says not only is the mammon not bottle, if you have an issue of visa the heter, which is a function of mammon, which depends on an issue of mammon, like truman. The issue of truman is not an issue of mammon. I'm not stealing the mammon. The next door neighbor gave me the cinnamon, she gave me the salt, and she said next week you give me back a bottle of cinnamon. But since she gave me the cinnamon in the middle of Yom Tov, so it's kind of visa by her. So when I bake the cake, the cinnamon has her trum Yom Tov. And the salt and the vanilla has her tchum yantav, it doesn't have mine. Mine was the flour. So the flour has my tchum and the cinnamon has her tchum. So it's not a shayla of dina mamonis over here. She's not asking for it back. After yantav, I'll give it back a dollar. I'll give it back a container of cinnamon. It's not a shayla. But since the din of tchumen, which is issa the heter, is dependent on who the owner was, bein hashmoshes, so it's just like the mamon is not bottle, so the issa the heter, which is a function of the mamon, is also not bottle. So that the Gemara comes to the maskana that he's wrong, that Issa the Heter is always bottle, even if it's a function of mammon.
It's usually a function of mammon. How can it not be?
No. Let's say you have treifa chaza, falls in. So it doesn't matter who the chaza belongs to. Treif is treif. Usually you don't have. Let's say what are the other cases? Tummy and tahar. Tummy and tahar doesn't matter who it belongs to. This is one carbon. This is a different carbon. It's rare. It's very rare that you have. There are a few cases. Very rare that you have a Issa v'heter din that depends on mamon. You know where you have it. Let's say Me'ila b'hegdish. Me'ila b'hegdish. Let's say a person has a lot of money in his pocket. There's a mishnah in the last daf in Me'ila. A person has a wallet, a pocketbook, and he has a lot of money change in the wallet. And then he was magdish a quarter. And he forgot, and he drops the quarter. He forgot he was magdish. He drops it and gets mixed, and he can't identify which is which. So then the mishnah says he forgot that he has a tarubis of a hegdish dik a quarter with chulin dik a money. He doesn't know which is which. Then later on he goes and he spends some of the money. So the mishnah says it's a din of sofik meila. What's the din of sofik meila? What carbon do you have to bring? So Tosfos strikes Akasha. What's sofik meila? Let it be bottle bereiv. The quarter of hegdish should be bottled in all the other quarters that he had in the pocketbook.
Okay.
So Tosfos gives a very unclear answer. So that's what all the achrenim say, that's Tosfos' answer. That mamon lo bottle. That's what Tosfos meant to say. Mamon lo bottle. That's a real din bereisa. So that's a big discussion. Is that correct? The mamon of hegdish is taka lo bottle. But the negate of the Issa Me'ila, that's already Issa the Heter. So what's the din? The negate of Issa the Heter, you do apply Bittul Zerayis. So what about an issue of Issa the Heter, which is a function of Mamon? It depends on who the owner is. If it belongs to Hegdish, then there's a din of Me'ila b'Hegdish. If it doesn't belong to Hegdish, then there's no din of Me'ila b'Hegdish. So here it's an issue of Issa the Heter, that's a function of Mamon. So Rababa says, Mamon aloy batul, even the negate of the Issa the Heter, that's going to come out later. And the Maskanas HaSugia, they laughed at him and the Maskana that it's wrong. The Gemara is going to give a different answer. Mamayna Le'batul is not correct. So that's a question. That's a question over there. Maybe that case of Moel Behegdish is different. Because the Nesivis, right, in Choshen Mishpat, that the Issa Me'ila Behegdish is a Gezel Dikedin. Because the whole Issa is an Issa Gezel. So it's not that over there, you see, over here, whoever is the owner, Erev Yontif is Koveya where the Tchum is. But then once it's a din of Tchum, it doesn't happen. I'll give it to you, but Matan in the middle of Yontif still has my Tchum. It's an Issa v'Heter issue. The Tchum is an Issa v'Heter issue, which depends on who the owner was, Bein Hashmash. So here you say that the ownership is not Bakul, so Tashayla, the Mammon is not Bakul. So what about the Issa v'Heter? That's a function of the Mammon. But over here, it's not that there's an Issa v'Heter din that depends on Mammon. This is mamish the zel bezach. The issue of Me'ila behegdish is an issue of mamon. It is mamon. So that's worse than here. You can reject Rababa and still hold from that mishnah in the end of Me'ila to say that it's not bottle. But what would be doima b'doima to this case would be the following case. There's a tshuva in the Arya de Bei Eloya.
Vishnitz.
Huh?
Was a Reuven Vishnitz.
He was I think he was a Talmud of the Ktzai Sachesh. He was the Mechutna of Rab Chaim Sanzada.
So.
The father-in-law of the Shinova, father-in-law of the Divi Cheskel,
the chief demonic.
So he has a very stark. All of his truths are very stark, truth. Arya de Bei Eloya, they didn't know how to describe a tiger. So a lion is an Arya. So they used to describe a tiger, the lion from the upper regions, from Asia. If a tiger would come to Eretz Yisrael, they would call it a lion from Asia. So he felt that his tshuvas was so strong, he rips everybody apart, that he called his sefer Arya de Bei Eloya. He's like a tiger, very strong. His tshuvas are very strong. Part of dingza. So he has a tshuva halacha l'maisa. What's the din? This comes up a lot of time. What's the din? There was a schnapps company that was owned b'shutfis by a yid and a goy, and the goy owned more than 50% of the schnapps, and the yid owned less than 50% of the schnapps. And they didn't sell the chametz. And then after Pesach, I buy a bottle of schnapps. So what's the din? Is it chametz shavu or Pesach or not?
Masham.
The Masham had a shver avot that you say yesh brere b'derabonon shver avot. They never made a chalukah. They never said that. But the later poskim say they don't agree at all with the Masham. If you never made a chalukah, so what should I have to say yesh brere? So let's say this case, so there's no room to be made, only the Masham, and the Paschim all said they don't accept that Masham. So he has a tshuva, this Ari de Bei Eloya has a tshuva, so he says no. He says, if more than 50% belong to the goy, and less than 50% belong to the yid, so let's say when it comes later, they want to divide the profits. So can the guy tie in a bittle berayv? I have the rive of the mammon as mine, so your mammon is bottle berayv, so the mammon goes to me. So he says, that's a joke. How can you say bittle berayv? My mammon like bottle. You can't say, the mammon is not bottle. But the shaila is, what about the isa the heta that depends on mammon? What about the isa the heta that depends on the mammon? So can you say that because the yid's chelik of the schnapps was bottle berayv and the guy's chelik of schnapps, midirabbanon, there's a din chametz is b'mashu. So it's not bottle berayv. But on the level of the rice, it's bottle. Chad betray. So if more than 50% of the schnapps belongs to the guy, unless the 50% belongs to the yid, so he says, true, the mammon is not bottle. So when it comes time to collect your profits and it's time to pay taxes, the yid isn't entitled to share because the mammon is not bottle. But when we speak about chametz she'avah l'matesa, that's it. When you speak about Ba'al Yiroh, Ba'al Yimotzeh, that's an issue of Issa Beheta, that's a function of the Bailas. So he says, we don't pass like Rabbah. The whole Maskonas HaGemara, the whole Amid base is going to come to the conclusion, we rejected Rabbah. Even though in Mominus, he say the Mominus is not Bottle, but all the other aspects of Issa Beheta that are a function of the Mominus, you say that it is Bottle. So he says, on the level of the Raisa, the Yid has not violated Ba'al Yiroh Ba'al Yimotzeh. Because the chametz that he possessed was bottle berayv in the goy's chametz. What do you mean bottle berayv? But he's entitled to his problem. Yeah, the mammon is not bottle, but the iser aspect is bottle. So on the level of the raisa, he hasn't violated by your rabbi mitzvah. Mid the rabbanon, the din is that you need shishin. What kind of raisa? Mid the rabbanon, you need shishin. Mid the rabbanon chametz on pesach, the shishin doesn't even help. So he said that's all mid the rabbanon, and the din is the chametz over all of ha-pesach is only a knash mid the rabbanon. If you violated by Yirah Midaraisa, if you didn't violate by Yirah Midaraisa, that's the cloud of Shulchan Aruch, then there's no penalty of Chomet Shal Rav Pesach. So he has this Shaila, and it comes out a surprise, it comes out Lahakil. He says that that since the Jew has not violated by Yirah on the level of Midaraisa, he only violated Midarabbanon. Because even though the Mammon was not buckled, but the Iser, that's a function of the Mammon, then he gets to the Iser, they have to issue the Chomet Shal Yisrael is buckled Midaraisa. So the Yid didn't violate by Yirah Deraisa. So there's no knas, there's no penalty of Chomet Sha'ol of Pesach. So he has to write a long tshuva because the Shev Shmaitzer says that Mamayna, the Shev Shmaitzer is the one who says Pshat in that Tesis on the last daf in Me'ilah, on the last daf in Beis Me'ilah. The Shev Shmaitzer in the Tresh and Solam Mishnayis, and other Achayim, they all say Mamayna Lai Batal. So he writes a long tshuva, no, we don't pass him Mamayna Lai Batal. The Maskon is against Rabbah. Maybe he can say Me'ilah Behegdish is different, maybe that's not. He said that's a function of mammonis. That's mamish. Hainu hach with the mammonis. Meila is mamish and isa gzela. But by Yirah, by Yimotzei, it's not hainu hach with the mammonis. Who owns the mammon? The Jew owns less than 50% of the mammonis, but he's still not over. By Yirah, by Yimotzei, on the level of their rices. So since there's no by Yirah, so there's no penalty. A very long tshuva and a very convincing argument.
Yes. Like the mammon goes back. You know, the mammon, the profit that he gets during the paper.
What do you mean the profits that he gets during Pesach?
Because it's the guy has over the 50%.
The guy owns more than 50%.
So certainly, the money that is derived during Pesach, he can't accept that profit.
You mean he's getting hano? He's getting hano? Okay, he's not letting get hano. The Pesach? Okay. He's always running the Issa hano if he gets hano on Pesach. Okay. But the din of Chomesh HaVal HaPesach will not apply because he's not even Bar Yiroh min HaTorah. Anyways, again, so this is Rabbah's answer. Yeah. Rabbah meant to say, if I have 5 nickels in my hand and you drop a 6 nickel, you can't identify whose is whose, the mammon is not bottle. And Mimele, since the mammon is not bottle, so Mimele the din of Trumin, which is a function of the mammon, which Trum does it have, depends on the owner. So the Issa Behetta, which depends on the mammon, is also not bottle. The Rabbah fell in. What he wanted to say, we understand, but he said it poorly. So he says like this: Amaluhu Rabbah. So Rabbah tells the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael on the top of Amud Beis, what's the din? He gives a mashal. Hareishin isar lo kav chitim the asara kavin chitim shal chaveiro. He drops a nickel into the other guy's 5 nickels. So that's what he says. He drops a kav of my chitim into his asara kavin. So you have 10 to 1. Would you say Yerchal Halah, let the other guy, the owner of the 10 kavim, now has 11 kavim? Like I have the 6 nickels in my hand. Would you say Yerchal Halah, he can eat up all the 11 kavim of food and rejoice and he can be happy? So the answer is he cannot, because Mamayna Lai Bapa. So since Mammon is not bottle, so that's the answer over here. Mammon is not bottle. That's the answer. There's a discussion in the Rishayim whether other method is permitted to eat all three.
You have to put one away.
Mechab Paskin's Os could be it's only Os awesome the Rabbanon. Yeah. So the Prima Gadim says that that's only mid the Rabbanon. He thinks Os Lodom Echel, Echel Shloshtam, he quotes the Mishmeres Abayis. That says that it's only mid the Rabbanon. That's a discussion in the Rishayim. Well, you have a Bitl Berayim. Yeah, yeah. The Ramah has a chumrah that you should throw one of them out. The Ramah has a chumrah if you have yavish b'yavish. If you have chazer shmalt fell into a pot of soup and his bottle b'shishmi can't taste it, so you can't separate it, so you don't have to throw anything out. You just eat the whole soup. You eat the whole bowl of soup. And all the mechad can eat the whole pot of soup. You can one person can eat everything. Because that's lach b'lach, mimishen amina, that's commander leisigam. But if you have yavish b'yavish, so the Ramah is machma like Rashi. That's a Rashi in the beginning of the Beitza and Gimel and Beis. Most of the Rishonim don't accept that Rashi. Rashi and Gimel and Beis says when you have a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish in his bottle Chabitre, you have to throw one of them out. So there are most Choshish for that Rashi. But Mikra Adin is not. So that's what Rababa argued, that it's Mamayna Loi Bottle. So not only is the Mammon is not bottle, the Yisr the Heta, which is dependent on the Mammon, is also not bottle. So the Gemara says, Achiku Alei, and he started laughing at him. Rabbi, he offered a prayer that they should accept it, it should be good, they will laugh. So he got insulted. Omalahu. So he says to them, why are you laughing at me? Did I gamva your bekesher? Did I gamva your shtreimel or something? Gulsa. Rashi says, Gulsa is a tachrich noe, shemisatev by tachas talisa. Gulsa is some kind of a shirt. When you take off your jacket, so you sit in your shirt sleeve, so that's a gulsa. So he says that I steal goose. Okay. Hamusa de Gavot? Okay. They should be impressed by me. Okay. On the Yisra of writing Torah Shabbat Peh, yeah. That's a few poskim hold like that. The Heter, there's an Yisra, you start up, the Gemara says there's a prohibition to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parakan Tmur, the Heter, to write down Torah Shabbat Peh is based on the first case, La'asos La'Shem, Eferu Teresecha. So it's only if you do it La'asos La'Shem, if you do the Shem Shamayim, then it's Mutter. It's an Aveira L'Shmo, but it's only Mutter to the extent that you're doing the Aveira L'Shmo. If you're afraid that the Torah Shabbat Peh is not going to be preserved, it's going to be lost, so then you have a Heter to write it down. But if you write it down just to make money, I'm going to print a Sefer to make some money. I want to marry off one of my children. They're going to print a sefer. I want to print a sefer to become world famous. Everybody should know who I am. So that's not mutter. Yeah. That there's some sefer and a few other. The Vilna Goyim, they say like that. A few poskim say like that. That the heter to write down Torah Shabbat Peh has to be only L'Shem Shamayim. Has to be Eslasus L'Shem, L'Shem Shamayim. That's the din of Aver L'Shmo. Aver L'Shmo is mutter only in rare cases. The question is that we always say in Judaism, the ends do not justify the means. That's not exactly correct. In every legal system, the ends do justify the means. It depends what the ends are, what the means are. Let's say someone is a chayav sheyesh b'sakana. He's not allowed to take someone else's medicine. He didn't give me permission. He's not here, didn't he? So it's an issa gzeila. So he say he's not allowed to take his, he's not allowed to drive to the hospital on Shabbos. So the ends do justify the means. The question is, what are the ends and what are the means? I want to have a yeshiva, so I'm going to steal money from the government to make a yeshiva. So those ends do not justify those means. But some ends do justify the means. It depends how serious the ends are and how light the means are. If it's pikuach nefesh, But the means are avod zergila raisa shvichas damim. So then pikuach nefesh is not derech. Then the ends do not justify the means. It all depends what are the ends and what are the means and how does it match up. So there is a principle. Sometimes there's a din of eser derech lois eser. The ends justify the means. Sometimes there's a din of pikuach nefesh is derech, and sometimes there's another din of avera lishma. Avera lishma is also muter under rare circumstances. Under rare circumstances, but then it has to be taka avera lishma. You have to do it l'shem shemayim in order to accomplish a life.
When you're going to say avera gevera severa, you do avera lishma, eventually you can do avera shelo lishma. Mitzvah is avera mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah shelo lishma, you do a mitzvah eventually lishma.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he felt insulted. Why they're laughing at him? He thought he said a good shtickle term. My little bud, so they laughed. Said, why are you laughing? What did I do to you? So they laughed more. Amar Raboshia. So Raboshia is also one of the rabbanim from Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Shaper Avu the Achiku Alei. It's correct that they laughed at him because he didn't express himself properly. Why? Maish Nachitim Nisarim Deloy Kamaluhu. The mashal that he gave was Hareshim Isarla Kab Chitim Basara Kab Mechitim Shal Chaveira. That my unit of Chitim fell into 10 units of yours of Chitim. So why did he give the mashal of Chitim Mechitim? Vice versa, if it would have been one Kab of Chitim into 10 Kabim of Seorim and Mimishena Minai, then it would have been Batim. Why? Because it's Mimishena Minai. Mimishena Minai is Batim. So just because now it's chitim into chitim and min b'mino, so that's why. That's not why. We know the reason for Abba. The reason for Abba Mamayna like bottle. And he holds not only is the Maman not bottle, the Yisra Heta that depends on the Maman is also not bottle. But that's where Raboshi is picking on him. The reason why they left is because the mashal he gave is a misleading mashal. From the mashal you get the impression that if chitim would fall into sorim, it would have been bottle. The only thing I say is not bottle is chitim and chitim. So that's what they ask. Why? Min is not bottle. That's Rav Yehuda holds like that. But we don't accept Rav Yehuda's opinion. That's what he argues. That's why they left. Maishna chitim isam deloy kamalahu. Why didn't Rabbi give Azam Moshal when he was telling these three Rabbonim? He didn't give a Moshal chitim fell into someone else's son. Tavale mimshein amina. And that's the din mimshein amina is bottle. So chitim and chitim is also true. Nahi, that according to Rav Yehuda, mimshein is not bottle. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanim, if they're bottle. We pass like the Rabbanim, the Mimim Minoi is bottle. These are famous machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, the Kama Mekomos. Rashi passes like Rabbi Yehuda, the Mimim Minoi is Bamashim. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, no, why should we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? The majority opinion is the Chachamim that Mimim Minoi is bottle. It's not Bamashim. So that's what Tosfos points out over here. The small Tosfos, the third Tosfos from the top. Nehi de la Rabbi Yehuda loy bottle, the Rabbanim if the bottle. True that according to Rabbi Yehuda, min is not bottle, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like the Rabbanim. So what kind of a mashal did Rabbi give? So Tosfos says, you see from the gist of the Gemara, mikad nira, that Rashi is not right. The halachik Rabbanim, min a bottle shafer. That's tamad ashas kamahachi. That's the gist of the Gemara. The Gemara says that davar pashut, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So they mean to ask on Rashi. That's what the other Tosfos and the Chulin and Psachim. They quote their Rashi. Rashi says we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and Tosfos says it's not correct. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda.
So he made only a mistake in the detail, but he didn't make a mistake in the moment.
The mashal was if they left because his mashal was poorly worded. The principle was good. Right, Tosfos points out in Gittin, in Perek HaNezak, and Tosfos shows a Rai from the Gemara, quite a few Rai's. The Rav Yehuda's opinion that Min B'Minoi is Leib Batel is only when it's Lach B'Lach. When it's Yavish B'Yavish, then Rav Yehuda's opinion does not apply.
Dam
is Lach B'Lach. Lachach Midam Afar Midam Asa, the Mokar is from Dam, mixing in with Dam. Mayim B'Mayim, Yayin B'Yayin, Shemin B'Shemin, whenever it's Lach B'Lach. But when it's Yavish B'Yavish, it doesn't apply. So what does the Gemara say? Chitim and chitim. So some you have to say the chitim they're going to make flour out of it. And kemach to kemach. I think this is what says. Someone says that when you're going to grind it, kemach to kemach is also like lach b'lach.
It is.
That's how we pass, yeah, because
you can't pick it out.
You right. can't separate it. You always
have
a lot together.
You can't
yeah.
separate.
Whenever there's a blilet, that's called lachbala. So that's how we pass in the Shach writes. A kemach to kemach is considered lachbala. One of the Mefarshim points it out. I remember whether it's Fasemis or maybe one, maybe it's Peshua. Someone points it out.
What does Rabbi do with the Mishnah we learned about the following day?
The other moment doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference whether it's my tree, someone else's. Doesn't make a difference whose branches fell down from the tree. Eitzim that were attached to the ground are muktzeh, so even if it fell down in the middle of Yontif, it's going to remain muktzeh. So you're not supposed to be metaltal it for the purpose of baking, cooking food. Right, but I had other logs there. I had a couple of logs of atzeh heter in the furnace, and these fell in. So these are going to ask the logs of heter. So I'm permitted to add on some more logs and be mevatel biroi. That's the gemara.
Don't be able to put in the oven that some of them you could use. You could remove some of the logs and then you need the other ones. Some are mukse and some are not mukse.
That's the case. That's some are mukse, some are not. And you don't know which are which. You can't use any of the logs. So this accident that the branch fell down is going to ask the logs that have to pay before Yontif. The Gemara says there's a special cooler. We allowed you to add on more logs that are mukha and that are non-mukta and be mabatul the mukta dika logs below.
Yeah,
that was an exception. So the Gemara says that's the reason why they were laughing at Rababe. What he said was a good point. The halacha that he said was good, but the way he presented the mashal was not accurate. The mashal sounds as if he's implying the din is like Rabbi Yudah, chitim echitim in b'minoi, and that's not correct. The din is not like Rabbi Yudah, the din is like the Rabban. What did the Gemara say? The chitim that fall into Sorim is batel b'roiv. He said chitim fallen, your chitim fallen to my chitim is not batel b'roiv. So the Gemara says, why did he only give that mashal? What would be the din of chitim falling to Sorim? Then the din would be that it would be batel b'roiv. So chitim and chitim should also be batel b'roiv. What do you mean? The din is tak a chitim falling to Sorim. The din is that it's tak a batel b'roiv. Huh? If it's nikah, then there's no tarubis. Then there's mamish, no tarubis. If you can tell that this is wheat and this is barley. Then there's no tarubis. Mistama means that such tiny particles of flour. The flour of chitim fell into the flour of Sorim, and everything blended in together already, and you can't tell which is which. If you can tell which is which, it's mamish nikah, so there's no taruas. So if it's not nikah, so what does the Gemara Taka say? You see the Rashi on this. Mamish chitim is Sorim, the loy kamaluhu. Rababa did not give that marshal to the three rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. The mission is Sarav lo kav chitim, asara kav misam shal chavera. Yochel Allah b'chadi. He didn't give that marshal. Does the other guy have a right to eat everything up and to rejoice over it? Mechalal de svira lo bei. Rababa would think in that case, svira lei bo, in that case, what would he think? The vada yecho v'chadi. Yes, it is bottle. He came in the mim shen and minahu. Bottle amud b'mruba. That's taka the din. It's bottle the right. How can it be? But it's mamayna loy bottle. Mamayna loy bottle. How can it be? But mamayna is not bottle, no? The Gemara presents a kilo that's taka the din. How can that be? So I saw that Nei Yeshua, the Rishonim on this daf, I think the Ra'or and all the other Rishonim, they all say this daf is like a psachido stuma. The way they're arguing back and forth, we didn't even begin yet. There's more. Every line in the Gemara is more difficult than the previous line. This is a very paladin Gemara. So Nei Yeshua also, he didn't have any of these Rishonim. He says it's like a medrash pliya, the whole Lama Gemara. It's a pella. How do you read this? So he says he's going to write a whole long essay. He writes a langa megillah. He tries to explain little by little what's going on over here. So he has one of the comments he has on this Rashi. It sounds to Nigmar that's talking to din. How can it be? But the mind of my bottle. Your chitim flour fell into my sorim flour and it's enoniker. So taka yochel alo v'chadi. How can it be? The Gemara says that yes. So he says no. The mumin. Let's say you had 1 pound of chitin flour, and I had 10 pounds of seorim flour. Wheat flour is more valuable than barley flour. So if I have 10 pounds of chitim flour. You have 1 pound of chitim flour, wheat, and it mixes in. Now I have 11 of chitim, so I have to pay you the full amount of 1 pound of chitim flour. I have to pay you the full amount. You don't say, Yochel al Ovechad, you have no right to keep it. On the moment is not bought. But if your chitim falls into my sorim, the barley flour is less valuable than the chitim. So when the chitim falls in, it's bottled beroyed, it's considered as if barley flour fell in. Because I now have 11 pounds of barley flour, because the chitim flour is bottled beroyed, so now it's considered barley flour. So I only have about a minor light bottle, but I only pay you the value of 1 pound of barley flour, not 1 pound of wheat flour. Because it's not to me, I don't have, I'm not getting the value of the wheat flour, because it fell into barley and it's bottled beroyed. So it's going to taste like barley. He says that that's what it means. About a mamoni light bottle, but and you can say mamoni gabach. I'm eating these cookies. I'm eating the cake, but it doesn't. I'm not getting any hanor from your chitim flour. The whole thing tastes like oatmeal flour. It doesn't taste like the wonderful chitim flour.
But the chitim was main chitim. The other one is only contributory. That's the reason you can't identify it by money. The money remains the money. Each one
right.
Is
yeah,
could we say maybe that the Rabbi was talking about chitim b'chitim because the mission is talking.
But there's much more. I have 11 pounds instead of 10 pounds. Two of us, so it'll taste a little better. Okay, I don't know. That's how the Pnei Yeshua suggests, that if it's 1 into 10, chitin falls into some 1 into 10, sachum, I'm not a light bottle, but I don't have to pay you for the full value of a pound of chitin flour, because I'm not getting that much hanor from it. I'm only getting, it's like I have 11 pounds of barley flour. It didn't really improve, in the end result, it didn't improve the flavor of the cookies that I made. They all taste like Michael Bain. They all taste like barley flour.
Maybe Rabbi Abdu was talking about chitin b'chitin because the Mishnah is talking about an isu. So this is what this is made of chitin. So Adam is Michael Bain.
Yeah, but so what?
Could be.
He was more inclined to talk about chitin b'chitin.
Okay. Good. That could be the correct reason why. But they were laughing at him. Because they thought that he's giving chitim a chitim, implying that it's nimbimino. The Gemara just explaining why they left. You're explaining
what he should have.
You're explaining what did he have in mind. Okay, could be that that's what he had in mind.
If perhaps the meal is less valuable, is there a windfall for this person?
If the meal was less valuable,
it's a windfall.
I don't think so. So the guy is going to
pass
it. He's multiple wrongs.
Is going to taste like the better stuff.
Yeah.
He'll be able to sell 11 pounds of cookies that are going to taste like wheat. Like chitim, yeah. So how much does he have to pay? I don't think he pays more than the value. So I make a few dollars. So the one who has the 11 now gains a little money on it. Doesn't pay more. I don't think so. So the Gemara just explained so far why they left. Okay. Maishna Nachmal, they were laughing. The vart that he said in halacha is a good vart. I'm a minor light bottle, and he said that depends on the moment. It's also light bottle, okay. They can understand that. But they're laughing. They didn't like the way he expressed himself. The marshal that he gave sounds as if he's pushing Rabbi Yudah's shita. The Mimimina is the marshal. And the Gemara says, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yudah. Amalei Rav Safra. So Rav Safra makes a comment. Sounds like Rav Safra makes a comment too. Raboshio. That's how Rashi says, Amalei Rav Safra, Le Raboshio. Moshe, Shapa Kamrit. Does that make sense, what you just said? Moshe, Pashup Shat Moshe means he calls him out of respect, he calls him Talmud Chochem. So he called Moshe Rabbeinu, was such a great Talmud Chochem, so out of respect says, Moshe, Talmud Chochem, Rabbi, does that make sense? Like the Rabbi, does that make sense what you said? Aloshim Kovit. What you argued that it should be bottled, you're arguing the chitim should be bottled. Didn't you ever hear of the following din? I never heard of Abchia Katusfa. Didn't you ever hear of this din? Maybe you never heard? Okay. Didn't you ever hear of this famous din? As was. This is a little bit along the lines with the case that you raised. There's a Mishnah in Bava Basra. The storekeeper sells potatoes, or he sells onions, or he sells grapes, whatever. Now, there's a lot of dirt on the potatoes. They don't always wash off. Now they wash off the potatoes. But in the Fria de Gadiris, the potatoes used to be dirty. So when they weigh 10 pounds of potatoes, it's 9.5 pounds of potatoes, and it's 0.5 pound of schmutz. So the halacha is, if the minhag hamdina is that that's the way they sell it, so that's not gzeila. They have a right to say, this is 10 pounds of potatoes, and you have to pay 10 pounds. I can't say, no, I want 10.5 pounds for the price of 10, because it's always going to be 0.5 pound of schmutz. No. If the minhag hamdina is that everything is washed off and they don't weigh in the dirt, now I think they always sell washed off potatoes. So then yeah, whatever is the minhag hamdina, so then it's going to be cheating. Then it'll be Ainur if he's going to sell me dirty potatoes and include them in the weight. So now it has like this. I'm selling a sack of grain. The grain grows in the ground, so it's full of dirt, full of schmutz. So when the customer is going to purchase it, he's buying, let's say, 50 pounds of grain. He's going to have to wash it off and clean it out and pick out all the pebbles and all the dirt. And then he's going to be left with 45 pounds. It looks like it's 50 pounds of grain. It's not. It's going to be 45 pounds of grain and 5 pounds of schmutz and pebbles. So what happens? I have this sack in my store, 50 pound sack of grain. Comes a good Samaritan, wants to do me a favor. So he starts picking out all the pebbles, takes out all the dirt, now he cleans it. And now my sack only has 45 pounds. I said, Roshen, what did you take out the 5 pounds of dirt for? So let me take it and throw it back in. So it says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to. In both Basin, you're not allowed to. The halacha that says you can sell.
You make the scale heavier.
Yeah, that's cheating. That's Ganabi. Not allowed to do that. That's how you know. If it grew like that from the ground and it has the dirt with it and you weigh it like that, then that's the minigam dina. So you can sell it as 50 pounds of grain, even though you know there's going to be 5 pounds of dirt. But if it's all cleaned out already, then you're going to take dirt and throw it in, make it into 50 pounds. That you're not allowed to do. That was a big scandal in the newspapers around 6-7 years ago, I think, that the Congress, the American Congress, caught the flour companies when they sell flour. So they sell 100 pounds of flour in a sack, so they wanted to charge, they wanted to make more money, so they used to put in water in the flour and it got absorbed. You wouldn't realize that there's water. So if they're going to put in too much water, you're going to catch that the flour is wet. So they put in the maximum that it's shocked to put in water without getting caught.
It's the salt of the kosher meat.
Okay. So they finally caught them on this, that they were charging the customers for the water. They were weighing down the flour by putting in all the water. That's why it's a shayla. Let's say, in the days of the Goyim, in the days of the Gemara, if you have stam kemach min ashuk, if you have stam flour, so that's not considered chometzik. Stam flour is not considered chometzik. We don't use it. There's a chumer. You don't use kemach min ashuk. You use shmura, or you make sure that it's a kosher l'pesach. But if you have a big shas atchat, you have no breire. So you revert back to the din of the Gemara that kemach min ashuk is mutar. But the achrayim said the bizman hazeh, they bleach all of the flour, and they don't just bleach it; they pour on water. They soak the kernels of grain in water for a couple of days. So they soak it in water, and now kavachayim, and now that the kura laganam, that they throw in water after they grind up the flour. So zichet hachashash of chomer.
Comes the door.
No, they don't throw in that much that it should become dough. They throw in the maximum that you can put in that it shouldn't become dough. So that's the din. So if I have, again, so if the minigam din is that they all sell dirty potatoes and they all sell dirty kernels of grain, so I can sell a 50 pound sack of grain, even though we all know in advance it has 5 pounds of schmutz. That's the minigam din. So it's understood that there's no way nor, we know that. But if somebody already cleaned out all the dirt, you're not permitted to throw back in the dirt in order to make it into 50 pounds. You're not allowed to. So this fellow who came and he took out the 5 pounds of pebbles and dirt from my sack of flour was mafsid me money. I have no right to throw the dirt back in, and I have to sell it now as 45 pounds, not as 50 pounds. So he was mafsid me money. So the din is, this Abchir, this famous memra, Abchir Katosfor, in the name of Rav, is that if some wise guy does that, Habarit serves Muganashal Khaver, Khai Vishala Demeh, Chitim, I had 50 pounds of, I could have sold it as 50 pounds. Now I can only sell it as 45 pounds. Yes, so this fellow, the Good Samaritan, has to make good, he has to pay me 5 pounds of chitim, even though the pebbles that he took out are absolutely worthless. No one's gonna sell it for anything. A penny, whatever. They'll sell it as pebbles, they're not gonna sell it as grain. So nonetheless, Chai Vishalam Demeh, Chitim. why is it taka chayv shalom the mechitim? Why is that so? So there in Barabasra, there's a big machloikis in Rishonim. Why? The Rashbam and the Tosfos and the Rambam, they're different shitas. Why? So some Rishonim say that is a gazlon, that I had 50 pounds of stuff.
Grain.
Forget what you're going to call it. I had 50 pounds of material that I could have sold as 50 pounds of merchandise.
No, it's
and now because 45. He took something out, I only have 45 pounds. So he took out 5 pounds of merchandise that I could have sold. He's a gazlon. He's a gazlon. Either Heshavis HaGzev is giving it back. No, it's not the same. When it's all together, then it's worth, then all the stuff is worth 5 pounds of grain. But he stole it, and it's impossible for him to do a hashava, because when he stole it, it was all mixed in with the chitin, and it's worth that value. So some Rishonim say that it's a din is chayv l'shalom of the mei chitin, midin gazlan. Other Rishonim say, what's that gazlan? He'll give back the pebbles. He stole pebbles, he'll give back the pebbles.
Give him a chaymish, too.
Huh?
You would have to give him a chaymish.
Why
chaymish?
No, chaymish is only if nishba la sheker. Lo nishba. Chaymish b'yoshem is if nishba. If lo nishba, he only pays the keren. So the din is that you give back the keren, even if it went down in value. Let's say I stole chaymish for over all of HaPesach, and it became chaymish of HaPesach, it became Asabano. So the Mishnah says, when you give it back, you say, harei shalach lefanach, even though it's absolutely worthless. I stole a behemoth, the behemoth ran and they killed somebody, Bezin made a gemar din lemis, and it's asabano. I give him back his behemoth and I say, harei shalach lefanecha, even though it's absolutely asabano, it's worthless. That's a mishnah, you can say harei shalach lefanecha. So the other mishnahim say, what do you mean over here? He has to pay him dmei chitim mitam gazlan. Why? But the pebbles are bien. So give him back the pebbles and say, harei shalach lefanecha, here it is. So the other mishnahim say, no, it's midin mazik. He's a mazik. I took your sack of grain, and I did not gzeila, I stole this. Forget about stealing. I took your sack of grain and I was mazikin. Mm-hmm. That sack of grain you could have sold for $50. Yeah, and now I can only sell it for $45.
He let out the water from the flour.
Okay. He let out the water from the flour. That's what he did. Okay.
Yeah.
But there he had no right to put the way he was a ganav. But over here he had the right to do it, yeah. Oh. Another Rishonim say it's Garmi, because it says Chayit, Grama Benazik and his Potter. True, it's Biadayim, but other Rishonim said the Rashbam has the two Pshatim. Rashbam has one Pshat that it's Mazik Mamish, and then he has another Pshat that it's Garmi. Garmi is like this. Let's say somebody owes you $1,000, and that guy's a character. Whatever he can get away with, he's going to try to get away with. So Kozman, you have a shtar that he owes you the $1,000, and he has no bread, he has to pay. So I go and I burn your shtar. How much is the shtar worth? A piece of paper? How much is the shtar worth? But now that you don't have the shtar, he's going to say he doesn't want to pay. You have no proof to be able to collect. So the Gemara in the end of Bava Kama, Daf Kuf says, Asorif shtar chayv shal chaveiroi is chayv l'shalein midina d'garmi. That's called dina d'garmi. That's an indirect hezek. If you're mazik in a very indirect fashion, so then grab a minizik and his papa. Let's say someone is smoking a cigarette over here in this room, and the scientists ascertain that he caused warming over the whole globe, and that's why your farm in South Africa didn't grow well this year, because I was smoking a cigarette. So that's so indirect. Even if they can ascertain that this goes together with that, that's very indirect. So that's grab a minizik and his papa. And if it's mazik biyadayim, then for sure it's chayv. And if it's halfway in between grab a minizik and mazik biyadayim, so we call that Garmi. So that's a machloekes satanoim. Rab Meir and Doim did in the Garmi. And the Chachamim say that you put it. The more Paschim is like Rab Meir, that you are Chayb did in the Garmi. We Paschim the Shulchan Aruch that did in the Garmi is only Midi Rabbono. It's not Chayb min HaTorah. Here the Rashbam on Bava Basra. On Bava Basra you have the Rashbam. Rashi just has the beginning of Bava Basra. And then the Rashbam takes over. So the Rashbam on Bava Basra has the two pshotim. Why? So you had one pshat that it's Adam Amazik Biyadayim. You had a sack of grain, and I did something to it which caused it to depreciate in value. I took out the pebbles, and now it can only be sold for 45 pounds instead of 50 pounds. So that's a Hezik Biyadayim that was done to the Tvuah. The other pshat in the Rashbam says, Yesh Mefarshim. How can be? Well, he didn't do a Hezik. He just took out the pebbles. That's not a Hezik. he did something which caused it to depreciate. So it's a little bit indirect, but you can't call it drama benezikin. It's more direct. So you hold that that's garmi, and this mem rav is in accordance with Rav Meir Shita danin and dinin de garmi. And other rishonim say no. The Rambam I think says that it's chayv l'sham and midin gazlan. That is midin gazlan. So the Gemara quotes this memory here. Rav Safra quotes this memory to argue with Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia says that they're right, that they were laughing at Rabbah, because Rabbah gave the marshal from chitim falling into chitim. So the din is that nin benina is bottle. So Rab, who's it? Where are we up to? Rav Safra. Safra is attacking Rav Oshia. Why did you make fun? Why do you think that Rabbah is wrong? Rabbah is not right. Don't you know the famous memory of Rav Chia Katosvah b'shem Rav? Alma, what do you see? Kilo chasrei. It no longer weighs. He was machasa the weight. The weight used to be 50 pounds of grain. Now it's only 45 pounds. So because he did that, he's chayv l'shalom. Either mitam gazlan, or mitam mazik, or mitam garmi, or hanam here too in this case, kilo chasrei. Why? What is that? The sentence doesn't read straight. What do you mean kilo chasrei? He says over here also, what's the tzushtel? He made it more, yeah. What does it mean? It's very modern. So that's what they say. No, he just meant to say Mamaynalai Bata. He meant to say Mamaynalai Bata. Each one is talking in riddles. He just means to say that the Maman is not Bata. That's what Pshat Rababa was all along. Rababa didn't mean Nimbi Mino is Mamashahu. Of course he meant Mamaynalai Bata. So that's what Rav Safra says. It's Klovid Itog, that's what he meant. Just like over there, there's a case where you machasa Maman. So here is Maviach the Maman. The opposite. That case, your machasma here is maviach moment. He meant my mind a light bottle in front. That's how you have to say. Doesn't that sound like? They clearly spoke different. They spoke different languages, and they spoke different.
Translation. There must have been nothing.
Yes.
He spoke Aramaic. He spoke Hebrew.
He just saying, yeah, but he doesn't say it the way we would say, because it's like in debating. You have to say in the other one's language, and somehow he came across to them. Somehow by giving this, I wouldn't have said it like this. I would have said my mother like bottle, and the Yisrael depends on the mother. Also not bottle, right? So this is the way he explains it to them. Roundabout.
He came from a different dialect.
Yeah, different dialect and a different way of speaking, a different way of thinking. Yeah. So that's what he's trying to convince. Okay. So then
the topic we're discussing is, where is the korban? Why does this whole business, they have to share a korban, then it's kula chasrei.
You mean he's mechasa v'tchum? Kila, I think, usually means the weight. The idea, yeah. Other Rishonim don't have the gear, so Hachanami Kila Chasre. They cross out, they say the first, they cross out the second line. They say, Alma Kila Chasre, you see from that case. Yeah. Kila Chasre, so who had the Nami over here means Mamayin Alay Batal. That's what he meant to say, Mamayin Alay Batal. Cross out the line, Kila Chasre. So then, Alma Lay Abai, so Abai Tain is back. What do you mean Mamayin Alay Batal? Mamayin Alay Batal is good to say if I have the six nickels in my hand, I can't walk away with your six nickel, with your nickel. I have to give you back a nickel. But the Balabasta over here is not asking back for the vanilla. He's not asking back for the... She gave it to me, and I'm going to pay back after Abdullah next week. Next Yantar, I'll give it back some peppermint or whatever she gave me. I don't know, the flavoring that she gave me. So Abai Tain is... Amalei Abayis, Abaytain is to Rav Safra. Well, Ashani lay the mar be mamish eish l'tam mamish ein l'tayvin. What do you mean? You're talking about Kila Chasrei. He's cheating him. He's walking away with my money. My money lay bottle. Here, no one is makbid. No one gazled anybody else's mama. The neighbor gave it to me, the chayfet slave, and I'm going to pay it back later. So what do you mean, my money lay bottle? So he answers back, no. It's still not bottom. Okay, we'll have to continue next time. Believe Nana, next week we'll give the shiur on Wednesday night in Yom Chanukah. Then the week after we'll continue with this.
Have to catch up.
It's like a chida stuma.
Maybe the killer chasrei means
that Eishes Potifar was trying to convince Yosef to sin with her, and he was able to withstand. And then at one day there was nobody else left at home. And according to the Medrash, she was an Avodah Zarah holiday. Everybody went to church. and she was left alone. She figured that she stands a better chance to convince him to sit, and then he was prepared to sit. And then the Gemara has an agarita that Gusti Yukta Shalav Niras Aloba Halon. He visualized if his father Yaif Nadina was there, and he stopped him from sinning. So when his father was there, what did he visualize? Father's waving his finger. So the Gemara doesn't say that. The father didn't say Loisino. It's interesting. The Gemara in Seita says the father said that the Kohen Gadol, Bnei Yisrael are going to make a Mishkan, because it's going to be a Kohen Gadol, it's going to have an Ephod, and it's going to be all the different Afnei HaEphod, and it's going to be the names of the Shvatim engraved on the Ephod, and you're going to be missing. Your name is going to be missing. If you're going to sin, your name is going to be missing. So that's what caused him to stay back, and he didn't sin.
The Gemara says?
That's what the Gemara says. That's an interesting agarata. Why did Gemara have such a lush? Why don't you say the father was waving his finger? The father was looking, so he was embarrassed to do the aver. So some darshanim point out a very interesting thing. This is a chassidish word. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says Musa Hashem b'nei altimos. So what does it mean, Musa Hashem b'nei altimos? It means you shouldn't reject the Musa that the Rebbeinu Shlom gives you, the pashup shot. So the chassidish svarim, they write Musa Hashem, when the Rebbeinu Shlom gives Musa colon, he says like this, b'nei kint meina altimos. Don't zepachke zich. Don't make a mess out of your life. Zepastach nish. It's for you. You're a bonim lamokim. You're an important person. You're going to do this stupid avera. So you're going to ruin all of your potential. You have so much potential. Why should you be memayis yourself? Why should you be malachlech yourself with such a stupid thing? That it's better to give musar by giving positive encouragement. If a child is doing something wrong, so it's a little baby, you can't go philosophize with the child. Look, he has a potential in this. A little baby, you have to give attention. When the child is a little older, you can understand. So it's better to give Musa, to give Tachach, instead of slapping and saying, don't do that, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that, instead of being negative. Mm-hmm. It's always better to give positive. He said, Kind meine, sepastach nicht for you. Rabbi Twersky has this, I think, no, in his firm, he has. But this is other Chassidish Islam also. If you look, the Slonim Rebbe has a long mimer at the last dinner that they had. Has a long mimer that they distributed at the dinner. They had it, I think, 10 years ago they distributed the Zalba mimer. But this time they distributed with an English translation. This time they just printed up the Hebrew drasha. The Nesivah Shalom. So this is a recurrent theme in several of his mimer. And this mimer on Chinuch and several mimer. So that's what some darshanim say is the kavan over here in this mimer in the Gemara. Not that his father was waving a finger and he said, Loi, sin up, how can you do that? Or it said, Nisui Tarul, it's Ashikse. No, the father said, what's going to be? You're going to make an A-phone. You don't want to realize your potential. You have kishreinus. All of the Shvatim have tremendous kishreinus. Don't lose your koiches that you have by tzipashkening zich over here. It doesn't pay. Mm-hmm. It's always better to give Musa the positive than in the negative. Yeah.
Hey, I-